How does environment affect the morphology of radioAGN? By Melissa Elizabeth Morris et al. Galaxies hosting active galactic nuclei, AGN, with bent radio jets are used as traces of dense environments, such as galaxy groups and clusters. The assumption behind using these jets is that they are bent under ram pressure from a dense, gaseous medium through which the host galaxy moves. However, there are many AGN in groups and clusters with jets that are not bent, which leads us to ask, why are some AGN jets affected so much by their environment while others are seemingly not? We present the results of an environmental study on a sample of 185 AGN with bent jets and 191 AGN with unbent jets, in which we characterize their environments by searching for neighboring galaxies using a friends of friends algorithm. We find that AGN with bent jets are indeed more likely to reside in groups and clusters, while unbent AGN are more likely to exist in singles or pairs. When considering only AGN in groups of three or more galaxies, we find that bent AGN are more likely to exist in halos with more galaxies than unbent AGN. We also find that unbent AGN are more likely than bent AGN to be the brightest group galaxy. Additionally, groups hosting AGN with bent jets have a higher density of galaxies than groups hosting unbent AGN. Curiously, there is a population of AGN with bent jets that are in seemingly less dense regions of space, indicating they may be embedded in a cosmic web filament. Overall, our results indicate that bent doubles are more likely to exist in larger, denser, and less relaxed environments than unbent doubles, potentially linking a galaxy's radio morphology to its environment. This was How Does Environment Affect the Morphology of Radio AGN? By Melissa Elizabeth Morris et al.